actually thank this royal family for going way out of way. I'm going to feel bad doing it here next year, and I feel good if I do it here next year, but whatever. Really, thank you very much. It's an honor to be here. The biggest bonus this time, I don't know exactly what it was going through your mind, but Baruch Hashem, this is the first time my wife's in America, and it's the first time that she's ever seen something like this, and I'm blown away this time, because this is whatever, and it's something very heartwarming to see that from 4 years ago, and you should be surprised even if I saw girls over here, and it means a lot when, you know, you do something long time ago, and Baruch Hashem, and you should all continue giving nachas to the Ribbono Shel Olam and to each other, and we should meet on Simchas in Yerushalayim. Okay. Before I start, there's something very interesting. Throughout the years of Sam, I'll be careful how I say this. Throughout the years of Sam, that you can hear, I often read out emails to you in class and tell you stories of Gvure that impress all of us, and we all learn from them. And many of those girls that I read their stories out, so the Shana Aleph we just finished, and the Shana Beis from last year, and the Shana Aleph from last year, whatever. The girls here now, that their stories keep us going. So I don't know if they would want me to say their names, because it would be rather awkward for them. But you should know that a lot of what you are today, or what we thrive on, is from the girls of previous years. And I've already sent out emails from Shana Aleph girls now to you, with what they are doing at home already, and that's what happens. And when you're strong and you do chizuk, then it gives other people chizuk, and other people grow from it. So ish l're'eu yomar chazak. It's a schus not only for yourself, but it's also for everybody. So keep them coming, and the quicker they come, the quicker I'll send them out. So, obviously, we all have a tremendous she'ifa to grow and to get strong and to be strong. And if we're talking about being in Chutz Lalitz, because that's where we are now, I don't see the same problems that you do. Even if I happen to walk down Avenue J today and we were in Borough Park shopping and whatever, I don't see what causes you to be so, or have problems. Because I go to shul, and then I see the guys in the black hats, and I go again to shul, and that's how my day revolves. So I'm not in the same boat as you in that sense. So I cannot feel the attraction that you feel to make life so which evidently hard from the emails that I'm getting. And the email that what we know goes on. So I cannot exactly speak from your perspective. But what I do want to speak about is something that's common to everybody, is how do we move forward? How do we grow? How do we keep constantly doing what we're supposed to do? And it doesn't matter where you are. Irrelevant. It doesn't matter whether you're in Ma'or, or in Sam, or in Yerushalayim, or in... It doesn't matter. There's a certain thing that we have to do to keep going. I found something very interesting. Basically, most of the shiur is taken from Reb Chaim Friedlander, and it's a shiur that on something called Menuchas HaNefesh. And it's not what you think. Menuchas HaNefesh we normally think to be when you have somebody who's calm, cool, collected, as opposed to agitated, antsy, and something like that. That's not Menuchas HaNefesh. And somehow Menuchas HaNefesh is supposed to be a midah that if you use properly, then you can grow tremendously from it. And if you don't have Menuchas HaNefesh, what the Bali Musa call, and if you hold, called Pizur HaNefesh. Menuchas HaNefesh means your nefesh is kind of calm. That means you're not antsy, right? Or it means that you're not the guy that's all shh. And pisul on nefesh means you're all over the place. Pisul on nefesh means you're all over the place, means you cannot do something properly. You cannot do something you're supposed to do. What happens if somebody's born with menuchas nefesh? He's calm, he takes his time, everything's cool, he flows slowly, nothing takes him out of his... So that's it, he's got it made, he can do what he's supposed to do, and the guy that's all over the place cannot, zel, that's how it's cut out. So then what happens when somebody is born a Baal Chesed? Or he has Rachmanis. So, zel, he's cut out to be an Oved Hashem, because we know, I'm Yisrael, one of them, this is Baal Rachmin. So somebody has got Rachmin from birth, so he can do it, and somebody that hasn't got Rachmin from birth cannot do it, right? So then it's not phase in. Somebody who has Baal Rachmim, Rav Chaim Friedlander said, he's got Baal Rachmim, but he doesn't use it according to the Torah, it's not the way he's supposed to live. Why? Because somebody who's got Rachmim might have too much Rachmim for enemies, for the Shoim, for where it's not supposed to be. Then it's not right. So he has a midah, he's misusing it. Somebody can have Kaas, which we know by definition is not good, but at times you need to be Bekaas. Where do you use Menuchas HaNefesh? Always be chilled. That's it. And that's a midah that's somehow supposed to make us grow. So let's define it. Let's define Menuchas HaNefesh, how it's such a growing tool. Menuchas HaNefesh means something that's very hard to do, because especially in our world, we've gone nuts. I'll give you an example of exactly now what's going on. Exactly now. Whether Mashiach is going to be a good one or not, Hashem Yerachem, okay? But you know what's in your mind? What you're going to be doing straight after Shia. Yes or no? Hold on, no. A little bit. Yeah? You're going to meet who came, what's on tonight, the girls have got a wedding. Nahum? So, Pshat is, that's the opposite of Menuchas HaNefesh. Menuchas HaNefesh means to take the moment and maximize it as if there's no tomorrow. There's no tomorrow. There's no next hour. There's now. The Chofetz Chaim said like this. This is so gavaldi. Listen carefully. We say it in Shema. V'hoyu hadvorim ho'eile. Imagine a guy sitting with a Daf Gemara. The guy's got a Daf Gemara in front of him. And the Torah says to him, V'hoyu hadvorim ho'eile. This Daf that you have in front of you, Asher onoichi mitzavcho, I am telling you, not mitzavchem, there's nobody else. There's only you, there's one Daf, Hayoim. Now, that's all that you're interested in. That's all you're supposed to concentrate on. Nothing else. This Daf Gemara, now. That's how you're supposed to learn. Because when you're learning a Daf Gemara and you're thinking about the next Daf, it's a mitzvah, no? The next Daf. Yeah, but what's with this Daf, Misken? Why is he losing out? Because you're in a rush to get to the next one? Rav Dessler said, person must work like this. You're the only person in the world. You've got one hour to live. One Daf Gemara, and that's how you're supposed to think about it. How does it work with us? So you're not learning Gemara. Let's make it practical. Now this is frightening, okay? Because when I learned this, when I was preparing this, I realized how much it is so important for Steiging, and how to be better, and it's so wasted. Look, there's a spread out there, Chaval al Hazman, huh? Okay. Where's the opportunity to grow? I don't mean that way. Where's the opportunity to grow with that? Okay, so obviously to say thank you to Tamara and her mother and everything, and all the girls that participated in the cake bring and everything, which is so, I can't say out of place, because I feel awkward to make the girls having to do this, but thank you very much. But you're about to say a bracha on something. When you say, so poshut, we say a bracha, okay? And we spoke about this so much in Sem. You say a bracha on something. What are you thinking of in saying the bracha? The next thing. Not the bracha. I don't even even going to be thinking about the food we're going to put in our mouth when we're saying the bracha. Thinking about who we're going to say hello to, what we're going to speak about, what's the next food after this one that we finish. That's not Menuchas HaNefesh. Menuchas HaNefesh means, Rav Chaim says, when you say a bracha, you think of every single word in the bracha then, as if there's been no bracha before, and there's not another bracha following. And there's nothing else going to happen after that. This is where you're at. In Shmona Esrei, this is so complicated to mature. Look. You're saying a bracha now. You wake up, or I wake up, Atochoinen. Oh, you mean I've passed three brachas already. Okay, now I'm starting Atochoinen. Okay, so I'm about to say Atochoinen, and I'm busy doing Avelus on the three brachas that I missed. So what's happening in Atochoinen? It also missed. So where's Atochoinen going to come in? It's not, because when I get to Slach Lonu, I'm asking Mechile for the five brachas that I missed. So where's Menuchas HaNefesh? And you miss davening like that. And when you are concentrating a little bit, you're thinking what's going to happen after davening, so you don't take off tefillin, but we're already taking off our tefillin early, because I've got to get out of shul and do the next step. So what happened to davening? It went on the next thing that's happening, and the next thing, on the next thing. That's how we live. I'm wrong? I think I'm wrong. That's how sanity is. And what's sad about it is, this is the thing that we do all the time, and on the contrary, we're losing, not Olam Haba, forget that. Forget Olam Haba. We're losing Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is that we have the opportunities to maximize our ruchnius. In every step that we take, in everything that we do, we can maximize it. Which means to put 100% in what we're doing now. And it's not limited to Shmona Esrei. Okay, let's picture Shmona Esrei. Let's make it more practical without the tzar behind it. You wake up in a bracha, whenever you wake up. You wake up in a bracha. Slach lonu refa'inu ashiva shefteinu, wherever you wake up, doesn't matter. Do not think about the last bracha. Don't think about it. Whatever you did in that last bracha was good. Was good, wasn't good, doesn't matter. You're holding now Shiva Shiftenu Kavon Rishonino. There's so much to be mechaved. You know what that bracha means? Briefly. Shiva Shiftenu Kavon Rishonino means that we have judges today, they're not doing their job, they're slow in doing justice, they don't even know what justice is. And as a result, there's Yagon Va'anacha. People are suffering because the judicial system is on the floor. And even the best thing, there's a lot of cases and a lot of tikkim, and people don't feel that they have sometimes the right shiftim, the right dayonim. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shiva Shiftim, Kavod Rishonino. Please give us the judges like they used to be, that would understand you. They would say Torah Semes, even if you were wrong. And they said you were wrong, but you accepted it because they were tzaddikim. And Mimele, Hoser Mimele, you'll take away the Yogan Vanocha. Because when I know judgment was done properly, I don't have Yogan Vanocha. Poshu Pshan. I didn't say any Yiddish now. And there's so much to think there. So Poshu. And we're thinking, wait, for the next one. And Moedim, oh, I'm bowing down already. Okay, how do I know? Because my head's down. So I'm in Moedim. The Gemara says that, I didn't say that. The Gemara says, one of the Amoroi, I thank my head, because it reminds me that I'm in Moedim. Because if my head wouldn't bow down, I wouldn't remember. So because when I'm doing something, I'm thinking of the next thing. And that's how chaval, because in any case, we're davening. So one of the amazing girls I told you about, I read this email out in school. When she ran from a wedding to a Torah college class, remember the story? Yeah. And she had to leave early for a wedding in Bag, and it was the first lecture, and she had Dav Minche, and she didn't manage Dav Minche, and then she thought to herself, because of a lecture, I'm going to make my Minche quick? Am I crazy? And she went out and she said she had the best Minche of her life. And she went back to the lecture, and she went back to the wedding, and she gained the Minche. Because she decided that she has to make it Koshu. Because she talked to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it's Chaval to blow it on Shtuyot. That's Menuchas HaNefesh. How do we do Menuchas HaNefesh with Chesed? Where does Chesed come in with Menuchas HaNefesh? So, again, this is something that we spoke about very often and in detail. You must never ever do Chesed by making the other person feel it is a Chesed case. That's not what Ribbono Shel Olam wants us. So does that mean not to do it at all? I don't know. Maybe it's a bit of a loy dishma, basic nish. But that's not the chesed that Ribbono Shel Olam wants, obviously. The chesed that we want, that the Torah wants, is that the other person must feel that he's doing you a favor. Tzayin is giving that impression, and that your heart's in with him. Okay, that's a chesed that we see. We have the stories of the gedolim that I told you, and that we see, and that's a chesed that has to be done. And when you're doing the chesed and you put your heart into it like that, where's the menuchas ha-nefesh in that then? So Rav Chaim Friedlander says like this: you're the only one that can help him. Nobody else can help him or her. And if you don't, then that person's going to be lacking something. So that means you've got to put in everything you've got and give that person the maximum feeling that that's all that you care about at the moment. That's how to do chesed. And that's menuchas ha-nefesh in chesed. Because that means that this is what's important for me. Not the next chesed, not the name I'm going to get from it, not nothing. Just where I'm putting my focus. You get up in the morning, Shemui De'ani. So, Baruch Hashem is not a broche. It doesn't have Hashem's name. So you can say it 7 times, by the way. Don't get OCD from that, but you can say it 7 times. Because the first time you say it, you just opened your eyes, you've got cobwebs on your eyes, and you're trying to say Shemui De'ani, and you weren't there when you said it. So you can say it later. What happened? You gave me back. You still believe in me. I blew it yesterday, but today you believe that I'll do it good.
What
if you have to say that? It's not a broche. It hasn't got Hashem's name. It's not a Baruch Ato Hashem that you're not allowed to. Okay. It's just Moedani. You thank the Rebbeinu Shalom. So if you didn't thank properly, thank again properly. Now, when we say Moedani, this is why did I pick Moedani? Because it is such a common thing of not having menuchas ha-nefesh. Because when you get up in the morning, immediately you're thinking about the day that's ahead of you. Or you wish you didn't get up, or you wish you could sleep some more, or you're snoozing, but you're not in Moedei Ani. We're not in Moedei Ani when you're saying it. That's not menuchas ha-nefesh, Moedei Ani. I told you how Moedei Ani is supposed to be, remember? Moedei, no, don't do this now. Moedei, what, I'm really thanking? Come on. Thanking means from the bottom of your heart. Moide, say it properly, moda for girls. Say it properly. Ani? Who am I? Who am I to thank? Lefonecho? Bonshwell, in front of you I'm thanking? Melech? Okay, that's the way you say with Ani. Don't do it again. That's what you're doing. But it's not my fault. I saw that written. One of the Gdolim said that's how it took him half an hour. Say with Ani. But that's menuchas ha-nefesh in Moedei Ani. Why is every bracha not like that? I told you again, I'm sorry I'm repeating stuff, but it all comes into the same thing. When we mentioned the story that Rabbi Domila's, I think it was granddaughter, said that she was behind the door. I told it to you this issue now. When he was behind the door and he didn't know anybody was there, he took an apple, and before he bit into the apple, before he made a bracha, he just started describing the apple in the bria. How beautiful it is, and the texture, and the color, and it's more greenish on the top and goes brown towards the bottom. And as you bite in, it's a hard crust, and then it gets, you know, nice and juicy inside. It's not the other way, because that wouldn't be funny. And, you know, and he was describing an apple, and then he made a broche. And that's a total different broche than just saying a broche. Stop. So again, we cannot do that. We're not holding then, maybe. Now, what would happen if you do that once a week when you're on your own? Obviously not in front of other people that certify you, but once a week on your own. What would happen if we would do that? I don't know if anything would happen. For real. I don't think something wrong would happen. When there's a bracha, by the way, to say, oh, it's a Masa Bereshis, when you see something very special. When you see a very tall mountain, you see a river. So then we do that. Then we see something special. When you see the sea, I told you, again, I'm repeating. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the Bazriel, was there at the beach when he went to the beach. Now, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was someone who had a lot of emotion. He was more regular. And he came to the beach in Kiryat Sanz, and he stood on the cliff and he saw the waters, and he stretched out his arms and said, ah. And he looked at the beach and he absorbed the scene. And he took it into him. And he felt the Ribriya. And when you make Oysim Ma'aseh Bereishis, then you are bringing the Ribriya into the picture. You're not thinking about diving into the waves. Because then the menuchas ha-nefesh goes into your broche. We have so many opportunities every single day, so many times to be able to do that. How is that supposed to move us? Why, I started off saying we want to stay, we want to grow, we want to, how's it going to help? Okay, so, I think, okay? We always know, we always taught somehow that you have to envision. What do you want to be? What do you want to look like? How do you see yourself? What kind of a Bas Yisroel can you project yourself to be? There's a future we want for ourselves. Halavai, let's say there were not any constraints around us. There wasn't Olam Hazeh pulling out crazy. Let's say there was such a thing. And you could do what you wanted. How would you see yourself? So let's say you have a certain image in your mind. Now how are you going to get there? How are you going to do it? Do what? Because you decided? So unfortunately, the way to get there is to break yourself. Is whenever you have any sign, you overcome it. Whenever you have a decision, should I or shouldn't I? That crossroads in every single aspect of our lives, that's where the growth is. We know that, we discussed it a million times. So Malky Miller at graduation said something brilliant about the waves, that a wave is a drop pushing another drop and another drop. It's not one big volume of water, it's one drop pushing another drop. Okay? So she said that's what seminary is, each girl is pushing another girl, and each girl makes another girl grow. So on that, in a similar vein, and because she can't be here, because she's in Miami, she's in Milwaukee. Okay, so I told her that what I'm going to say, because I said, because of you, thank you very much, I'm going to say something in your name. And I learned from that it's not the decision to become great that's going to make it. It's not. It's another Menuchas HaNefesh, and another Menuchas HaNefesh, and another Menuchas HaNefesh. It's another time of taking myself into control. When I'm doing something I'm supposed to be doing, and if I do it properly, I gain. I grew. Why is it, why did I grow from? Why is it called growth? What is growth? Growth means that I did something I'm not used to doing. It's hard for me. I'm overcoming something. What are you overcoming? I'm overcoming the natural instinct just to do it. Just to, do I do 100 times a day? I say 100 brachas a day, 80 brachas a day. Wait, you really want me to concentrate with everyone? Yeah. We are supposed to, yeah. We're supposed to have menuchas hanefesh in every single one. It doesn't mean take 5 minutes of a bracha. It doesn't. It can take 5 seconds. It can take 10 seconds of bracha. But it's not allowed to be something we just said. Because then after 120, we're going to look back. But this is real. We're going to look back. And we're going to see our level we got to. And we're going to say to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, but we couldn't do anymore. So then it's so posh. We can do it now, before we reach 120. Break up an hour of our lives. Break up the past hour of your life. Break it up. And see how many opportunities we had to have menuchas hanefesh in the mitzvahs that we were doing, in the chesed we were doing, in the smile that we were doing to someone. Think of menuchas hanefesh we had to do it. In the last hour, 2 hours. And you'll see how many opportunities we had, and we didn't take advantage of that. We just did things that we so do by habit, and we could have grown. And it's not that hard. It isn't. Because it's things we're doing. And to say bracha nicely, we all want to. Some people will look at us a bit nerdy, they'll get used to it. It's okay. But you're doing the right thing. And it's not so bad. And it's an opportunity again and again and again to think and again to think and again to bring the Rebbeinu Shlomo into the picture. And that's another drop and another drop and another drop. That's how to get to that dmus, that picture that you want to get to. That's where you want to get to. How? By doing another one and another one and another one. I think that this thing of running every day. What do we do every day? What do we manage every day? So again, I was in the street today. And people are going and moving and fast and shopping and buying and going and coming. And the day like that follows another day and another day and another day. Okay, so where was the growth? What did we accomplish? Tachlis, at the end of the day, if you make a spreadsheet, what did I do? How did I please the Ribbono Shel Olam? How many times did I please him? How many times, alright, you want to take that out of the jargon. Okay, let's not go fluffy. How many times did I really have a challenge and I overcame it? How many times? Count the challenges. So when I say that a bracha is a challenge, I mean it. It's a challenge. The challenge is not only wearing a short skirt. It's not only challenge. The challenge is not being obnoxious. That's a bigger. That's a challenge. Yeah, it is. Of course. And we think that those are the challenges. No. It's how we do a chesed and how we say bracha and how we smile at people. Those are challenges. And those come a dime a dozen. And those are the ones that can make us. Those are the ones that can really make us different people. So, how to make it real? I have to obviously say something has to do with Shabbos Kiddush. I can't not. But before we go to Shabbos, how to make that kind of a thing real? Because I think if you look, I have an advantage that you guys don't. Nothing to do with being obnoxious. I saw Rav Zalman making brachas. I see Rav Zil making brachas. So that's an advantage that you guys just don't have it. But the Menuchas HaNefesh in their brachas says everything. And they didn't learn Rav Chaim Friedlander, that stickle about Menuchas HaNefesh. But they knew that is what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants from us. That's how we're supposed to do it. That's how we're supposed to live. Rav Zalman would say a bracha. That's nusach, like that. It wasn't slower than that. It wasn't 5 minutes a word. It wasn't like that. It was talking slowly. Talking. It wasn't something that he shut out of his mouth. It wasn't something he had to say before he ate. Wasn't that? You saw he was saying a bracha. Each word counted. That's all. I remember once I took him to Tzedek Hospital to visit a certain chole, and we went upstairs into the shul in Shai Tzedek to daven Minchah. And I, whatever reason, I davened the silence from Esther, and then he wanted to do Chazar Shashat. I don't know why, but he wanted to do Chazar Shashat. Okay, now, there were doctors and all that came out of the wards to be part of Minchah every day, the davening in Shai Tzedek Hospital. And I hadn't got time for lunch from Esther. And from Zalman was the Baal Tefillah. So, his Chazar Shashat, they were, I don't think it's a fuming against him, but they were flipping because they had to get back to the jobs. But he was talking to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. He was talking. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. He was having a conversation. It wasn't nerdy. It wasn't kind of now grabbing malochim and going wild and all that kind of stuff. It wasn't. He was talking to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And why can't we do that? Because as soon as we start davening, we're thinking, what I have to do after davening? My next step after davening is that. So halfway through davening, I'm already planning what's going to be after davening. Isn't that chaval? Every day? Twice a day, or 3 times a day, how many times you daven? Isn't that a chaval to blow it like that? And that's, in the end, that's what makes us. That's what makes us Yidden. That's what makes us different from Amcho. The way we overcome what we're supposed to do properly. So obviously, where does that come in Shabbos? So, Shabbos is Menuche, no? You're in Menuche. What does Menuche got to do with Kedusha? You're in Menuche or Kedusha? Ma Kesha? So the time says, Chaim Friedlander, that Kedusha means, as we know, a type of separation. We're separating. We're disconnecting from the world. When you disconnect from the world, you can have menuchas hanefesh. You can concentrate. You can be with yourself. You're not trying to be like someone else. You're not trying to copy someone else. You're not jealous of someone else. You're disconnected. So you have menuche. So I'm going to go through with you quickly because I don't want to keep anybody. In Shmoneh Esrei of Minche, we say like this. I'll try and make it as simple as I can. Where, as much as I understand, it's not a poshut at tefillah. I'm talking about that broch in Shmoneh Esrei. Ato echod v'shimcho echod. We're declaring to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you one, your name is one, which means there's nothing else in the world, just you. U'miki amcho Yisrael, goy echod v'oretz. Remind you of something? What? More. What is the concept? What do we learn? No! Somebody learns, huh?
What's
Somebody was hearing it in the car last week.
It's a song.
Where's Dina? No, Cheder Yichud.
I
don't care. Okay. Ato Echad. Ato Echad. Neshimcha Echad. On the one hand, you have the Chosen. On the one hand, you have the Chosen. Umiki Ancho Yisrael. And so the Chosen's praising the Kal, and the Kal is praising the Chosen. That's a Cheder Yichud. There's nobody else. It's you Echad. Umiki Amcha Goy Echad Ba'oretz. Okay? That's the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, of Minche, because as we know that Minche is the highest time of Shabbos, that's already the Cheder Yichud. Umi ki Amcha Yisrael, and who is like your Amcha Yisrael? Goy Echad Ba'oretz. Goy Echad, that there's no competition. We Echad. We won. When you have something, I'm happy. When I have something, you happy that I have it. I don't want to have what's yours, you don't want to have mine. Goy Echad. We're one. When you're happy when the other person has something, you got Menuchas HaNefesh. I'm not trying to grab something that's not mine. It's a different type of Menuchas HaNefesh, but it's all. Menuchas HaNefesh, before we were talking about that you're concentrating on what you're doing. You're with yourself, you're collected, you're not all over the place. Now we're talking about the type of Menuchas HaNefesh that I'm content. It's a freedom. Avraham Yogeg, Avraham will rejoice, Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Yeranen, and Yitzchak will sing about it. Why? Because Yaakov Uvonov, Yonuchu Voi, Yaakov and his children, including us, Yonuchu Voi will have Menuche on Shabbos. This is what the Ovis wanted us to have, this collection of being totally with the Boy and Shalom. Menuche, listen, Kev, this is so beautiful, this is a prime, Friedland. Menuchas Ahava Unedova. When can a person have Menuche? When he has love for other people, when he cares about other people, and the dove when he gives to other people. Because when a person is always on the take, he's always, where can I get more pleasure? Where can I get more from other people? He's never satisfied. A person cannot die with half his tiger, because it means he's never had his tiger. He's always lacking, he always wants more. When it has to Olam Hazeh, and Olam Hazeh is a goal, it never ends. Because there's always something nice at the end of the rainbow. So he's never happy. And he's always, out to get something else. So there's no menuche. But when a person says, what I've got, sometimes I need more. Okay, I'll down to the Baruch Shalom. But I'll do with what I have. I'll manage in the meantime with what I have. That's what the Baruch Shalom gave me. It's menuche sanefesh. And what I have, I'll give to others. And I'll care about others. And this won't be on my cheshbon. And when I care for someone else, I'm not losing COVID. So menuche sahava unedova menuche. Ahava nedova have to do with menuche. Menuchas emes ve'emuno. The menuche on Shabbos, and we mentioned this a few times, what are we supposed to do on Shabbos? So, we learned that Kedusha is not only meant for Chaim Kanievsky and his Rebbetzin. Kedusha, because le'amcho nosato. Hello, to me, amcho. I'm part of Klal Yisrael. I'm not the Chaim Kanievsky, and Kedusha is also for me. So, somehow I'm supposed to get it. So we know that Kedusha means that I'm doing it because the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants me to have a happy day. This is his day. This is his day. This is the Yom that he wants us, Klal Yisrael, as a gift. He's giving it to us to rejoice with him. So, you remember, I'm putting aside Nash for him. So that I'll be happy on his day. He wants me to enjoy his day. I'm making the best meals, beautiful clothing, the house is spotless. Why? Because it's the day that he wants me to be happy. In his day. He's inviting me to the palace, remember? That's where I'm going. So I'm going to do the best I can. So I'm taking my gashmias, my sleeping, eating, drinking, schmoozing, all that, and being mekadesh it. So it's mekadesh to me also. So, okay, so we learned that's with that section. And what do you do when it's a long summer's Shabbos Kodesh? And you, alright, you slept, you can't sleep anymore. And you ate, you don't want to eat anymore. So, what are you supposed to do with the 3 hours that are left in the afternoon? So men take out a Gemara, a Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, a Gevaldi can learn. And come on, the girls aren't supposed to do that. So, they can read Tehillim a little bit, and they can read biographies of Gedolim and Gedolos a little bit, and shmooze a lot, because that's something you enjoy in Yiddish and Shemayim is Gevaldik. That's part of waiting Shabbos. But 5-10 minutes of Shabbos to think of Emes Ve'emuno. Why am I here? What does Hashem want from me? Am I Shun? Because Shabbos is the time when there's more Ruchnias in the world, there's more Kedusha. The Zohar Kodesh says that it takes, HaKodesh Baruch Hu takes away certain dinim, which whatever that means, that there's more ability to connect on Shabbos. And I must use 10 minutes, 15 minutes of Shabbos Kodesh to see, am I going in the right direction? And if I'm not, what must I fix up? How to fix up? What should I do? And what happens if you come to a question, you don't know what to do? You see there's something going downhill, and you're being honest with yourself, you're not fucking yourself, you're being honest with yourself, you see something's wrong, and you don't know what to do. I don't know how to fix it up, it's dragging me, what am I supposed to do? So Motzei Shabbos, the first thing you do is you find one of your friends or one of your teachers or whatever, and you say, help me. There's something I discovered I'm doing wrong, what do I do? It's pulling me in the wrong direction. There's nothing wrong with doing that. There's everything wrong with not doing that. If you're not managing with something, then you're doing something wrong, and you're not allowed to leave it like that. That's what counts. Not talking to someone asking for help. That shows character, not the opposite. That's strength. Getting up. I quizzed you. Oh, I gave him a service, Rochel Yomi Yimun. Not before graduation, but. And I quizzed him on this one. I think one girl got it. No, nobody got it. where do we find the Chumash Bereishis? I think I asked you guys, I told you the answer already. So shake it. Don't let the answer, don't say. So if you don't answer, don't say. Where do we find Chumash Bereishis? Somebody had a good friend, and he told you even the bad things.
We learned this story.
Who? Had a friend. It says in the pasuk. Yeah, I told him this guy. Yehuda had somebody with the Chumash called Re'ehu Ho'adulami. He had a friend. And that friend had to go and find the woman to give him the sheep, to get back his sheep and stuff. So he had a friend with which he was open with. And I think in Kelem, with the Beis HaMusel, where they would kill each other spiritually to grow. They had groups, 4 or 5 guys in a group, and that group had to report to each other once a week, I think, everything they did bad. And they would spill. And they would sit together. Now when you had to do that, you didn't do bad. But what was the benefit of that? That they were there to build each other. They were there to build each other up. That's what friends are for. That's what a real friend is. That's called a rea. V'ahavta le'reacho. That's a rea. Ve'ehu ho'adu lami. That's what Yehuda had. So menuchas emes ve'emuno, menuchas sholoim v'shalvo, v'hashket v'vetach. That's the menucha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us on Shabbos Kodesh to recollect and to think again and again every week. Again and again. Am I going in the right direction? Am I doing the right thing? Where do I need to get better? Where have I strayed? And it's interesting, you would think, this is the famous Gemara. Talmidei Chachomim, en lahem menuche, they don't have menuche, lo bo'olam hazeh, velo bo'olam habo. Sounds the opposite of what we're saying. The Talmidei Chachomim don't have menuche anywhere. The fact is that they're always on the move. They're always not antsy. They always want to see, what else can I fix? What else can I do? There's never kind of sitting back, now I'm okay. That, sitting back, now I'm okay, by the way, you have to use that to boost yourself. Because, unfortunately, we're in a situation, and I don't think it's only girls, And I think it's, I don't know where to start it, but in a point where we don't believe in ourselves, and whatever we do good is not good enough, and we made it, we give up. And there's nothing worse than that. There's nothing worse than that, because if you were able to do something good, and you look back on it, and you say, you know, I did something good, I'm capable. So nachon, I failed 20 times after that, but there are things that I do good, and there are times that I am managing, so pick that up. Use that, and that's what they used. That's what the Baalei Musa would do. I told Shona Aleph that we had a Malav Malkin. How long ago? 3 years ago? Last week. In any case, we had a Malav Malkin. And less than a week, 9 days ago? 9 days ago. So, and I mentioned the story from the Stifler. The Stifler wrote about himself, so not everybody was there. So, the Stifler wrote about himself, people asked him to come to Chutzlots for a certain simcha. He was born in Chutzlots, but he was now in Bnei Brak. And they asked him to come, and he said, and he wrote back a letter. He said, first of all, he doesn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael again. But another reason, he says it like this: I'm a famous person. People think I'm famous. They hold me as famous. And as such, they hold me as a big Talmid Chochem, bigger than many others. And it's not true. And mainly when they see me, what I really am, all the other Talmid Chochem will be pushed down altogether. Because if I'm like this, then what are they? So therefore, I don't want to go to a place where people think I'm something. And he says, and that's also the reason why I don't even go to Simchas, the people don't know me, because they're going to be pushing everybody else down. And I can't afford that. So I go to the Simchas where people know me, because they know me already.
Isn't that the opposite of Anava, though? Anava is knowing your kuchos.
That's Novalo. You can't question Novalo. Okay? That's the system in Novalo that you're nothing. But that didn't mean that the stipler didn't become the stipler. Do you realize that? The stipler was... I made the bracha on him and I saw the stipler. I made the bracha shecholak mechokhmos l'ireo. There are very few people, if you can make the bracha today at all. I think Rav Chaim Kanevsky says make it on Rabbi Yashiv. I don't think Rabbi Yashiv says you can make it on him. But I made it on the stipler when I saw him the first time. And the same we call it Tere Kule and we call it Zman Lamad. So, and he held that he's... Why are you asking me for a bracha? What do you want from me?
So,
which rabbi will say? No. The Asana would say, "Omi to the block." The others, but knowing it, Moshe Rabbeinu knew is Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Yashi knows he knows Kol HaTeira Kule. He knows Kol HaTeira Kule. He knows how to answer. There's a time in Kol HaTeira Kule. So there's a time in Kineski probably. No, it's not the same. It's a different level. But so the disciple had that look on himself. But he still held, and he still grew to be the stipler. If you grow with your low self-esteem, and you grow to become Levitan Kanevsky, go for it. But that's not what's going to happen. The low self-esteem keeps on the one on the floor, and it's been garnished, and forget it, and I'm giving up. Nahon? Okay, don't nod. I know. I know that you think, because I see it in emails all the time. So, and that's not fair, because that's not fair to yourself. It's not true. It's a shekel. You take the good times that you overcome, and the next time the girl writes to me that she didn't, I'm going to send her back the email that she wrote to me when she had a Gvura story, which was fantastic. So what does that mean? She's nuts. So you have to take, and she knows who I'm talking about now. There's a girl here who knows exactly who I'm talking about. Whatever. So there's a feeling of taking good that you've done and capitalizing on it. And that's what it means, Tavlei Chachomim, Elei Melucha, Lo Bo'ilu Mazeh, Velo Bo'ilu Mabo, because I want to get forward, I want to be better, I want to improve. I know I can do better. I know I can. I've done it. I've been there. So, we should all continue having lots more nachas from all of each other. And we should have some stairs for all of you soon, because now after Shana, we can all date. And Be'ez Hashem, Be'ez Hashem. Hashem, all of you should get married very soon. And we were able to have many more reunions with Simcha together.
Amen.
Thank you so much for everybody that really participated in setting up.
Thank you.
Thank you.